Lots of people love wine. They're casual drinkers of wine, and they really have a lot of questions about what's good, what's not good, and how to buy the right stuff.
And, of course, we always turn to our own Scott Greenberg of the Washington Examiner. He's here for our WTOP Wine of the Week. Welcome back, Scott.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Hillary.
Now, you must get tons of questions from folks who read you and listen to you here on WTOP.
I do. I get a lot of emails. And they're always interesting, but there are three that are pretty popular, so I thought I would try to answer those today.
Well, let's get to number one.
Sam from Arlington, he wants to know where I find wines to review. And I got to tell you that most wines that I write about come to me actually as media samples. For example, the 2011 Matanzas Creek Winery, their Sauvignon Blanc from Sonoma, extremely fragrant bouquet, citrus fruit, honey melon, little crisp, refreshing flavors of grapefruit, little peach and nectarine in there. And then, of course, there's all this acidity. As you know, I love acidity in my white wines. Mm-hmm. Just a nice, near-perfect balance, $18.
So a lot of folks seem to want to know how they can apply what you learn to their own wine gathering.
A lot of them want to know actually where they can find the wines, mm-hmm, I write about. It gets a little problematic because different areas, Montgomery County is a little bit different than Arlington County, a little bit different than Washington, D.C., but I have found a few wines that are actually available in a bunch of different wine shops. For example, the 2010 Catania Malbec. Now, this is from Mendoza, Argentina. It's a delicious Malbec, and it's really easy to find. Flavors of juicy blackberry, a little dark plum in there, rich cassis, and it's wrapped around this really firm core of tannins, and it's got pretty decent acidity. And just there's this little pop of cocoa on the end. $18, again, pretty easy to find.
Scott, I am guessing people ask you what your favorite wine is all of the time.
Hillary. They do.
Yes.
All the time.
So,
You've even asked me that. Well, that's a little bit like asking me to pick my favorite child, although there are days. So, I will tell you, it's really, to me, it's more about who I'm with and the occasion and what I'm celebrating than about the quality of the wine, per se. For example, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I were hanging out on the back deck cooking burgers with friends, and one of the guests pulled out a really well-chilled bottle of 2011 Domaine Pellequet Rosé. Now, this is from the Telvale region of the southern Rhone Valley in France. It's just a fun, easy drinking wine. Charming notes of strawberry, red raspberry, little spicy, minerally finish. But for some reason, between the conversation, the summer fair, the warm evening, it just hit the spot. And because of that experience, I'm now obviously drinking a lot of rosés. $16. Beautiful wine.
All right. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.